Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Hi, I'm Christy and I like dancing and I'm 11 and I'm in Year 5.
Hi, my name is Ruth. I'm 11 years old and I'm in Year 5. I like to draw and colour.
Hi, my name is Blessing and my favourite subject in school is reading and writing. And yeah. Oh, now we have Ruth with the Anzac Day and visit to the shrine.
On Wednesday, the 3rd of April 2019, the Year 5s and 6s went to the shrine. After a bit, the soldiers marched down the pathway, turned left, and stood. After a while, the governor came. She had a chat with some of the students while she was walking down. After that, people did their speeches. On this week's show, we have chosen some great songs to play for you. The first song is Adele, Rolling in the Deep. I like this song because it has a nice rhythm to it. And hope you enjoy it.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you.
That was Adele, Rolling in the Deep. Now we have Christy to tell us about clubs at Pembroke Primary School.
The first club is Art Club, where you do pictures and colouring. That club was run by Kira, which is a Pembroke student. The second club was Tiki Club. I like Tiki Club because it's good for my health. And that club was run by Craig, which is a helper. The third club is Dancing Club. I like Dancing Club because I love to dance. That club was run by me, a student. The fourth club is Gardening Club. I like Gardening Club because you eat and you plant. That club was run by Mrs. Meakin, our principal. The fifth club is Dancing Class, where I give people free dancing lessons. That club was run by me, a student. Here's Ruth with a discussion.
Now it's time for discussion. I have some great questions to ask everyone. The first question is, how many staff are there in Pembroke? If you said 14, you're correct. How many students are there in 4-5R? If you said 16, you're smart. Where is Pembroke? If you say Moorabbin, you're a star.
The next song is See You Again by Charlie Puth. I like this song because it's not hip-hoppy and it's a good tune.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong. It was small, turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you
Now I would like to tell. Oh,
what was
that? That was Charlie Puth. See you again. Now I would like to tell you some jokes. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Cash who?
No thanks, but I'll take a peanut if you have one. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Owls.
Owls who?
Owls say who? Yes, they do. Last one.
Okay.
Where do cows go for entertainment?
I know. Where do they go?
Oh, to the moon?
No, the movies.
I mean the movies, not the movies.
Now we have Blessing with Would You Rather.
Now we will have a segment called Would You Rather. Christy. Would you rather lose the ability to read or speak?
I would lose the ability to read because I don't like to read. I like to speak way more.
Okay, Ruth?
I would lose the ability to speak because, sometimes, when you're really bored, sometimes, and, your family are too noisy, and, you just want to have, a peaceful time, you can just read.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd lose the ability to speak as well, because, you could always write your thoughts down and then give it to people and be like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm saying, but they're reading it. And reading gives you more education. Yeah. Oh. The next one, Ruth. Would you rather not have Wi-Fi for 6 months or lose $1,000?
Not have Wi-Fi for 6 months because I don't really watch on my iPad or all day because I just clean.
Oh, that's sad. Christy, what about you?
I would lose Wi-Fi because I'm at home really playing outside with my snails. And I don't really go on electronics.
Oh, yeah, I would lose Wi-Fi for 6 months as well because, even though I love my iPad so much, I've got to let go of it. And, electronics are not always good for your eyes. Okay, the third one. Christy, would you rather have Wi-Fi everywhere you go or get free food at any cafe that is cafe or restaurant that is in Victoria?
I would get free food at a cafe and all the food places.
Of course. Yeah,
because I love food.
Of course.
And food, especially junk food.
Why am I surprised? Okay.
I would have Wi-Fi everywhere I go. Because, say you don't have a phone and so I would have Wi-Fi everywhere I go because, sometimes you have to call your mom. So, yeah.
Yeah, of course. But, this is hard for me because I love Wi-Fi and I love food. So, I'd rather choose food because food can actually make you grow and Wi-Fi is just there. Okay, now we will have Christy with the quiz.
Okay, this quiz is about Melbourne. The layout of the centre of Melbourne Central Business Directed is known as the Hockney Quarters. The Hoxham Block, the Hobson Framework, or the Hoddle Grid. If you guessed the Hoddle Grid, you are correct.
what is Pin Oak Court in Vermont South known as on television? If you guess Ramsey Street, you are correct. Which two of the Big Four Australian banks are headquartered in Melbourne? NAB and Westpac, Commonwealth and NAB, NAB and ANZ, Westpac and ANZ. If you guess NAB and ANZ, you are correct. What is at the corner of Swanston and Collins Street? Parliament House, Federation Square, Melbourne Town Hall, State Library of Victoria. If you guess Melbourne Town Hall, you are correct.
The next song is John Legend, All of Me. I like this song because, like, you love a person no matter their flaws. Like, these days, people are trying to change for what another person, like, thinks, like, is right. So they're changing themselves so they can fit that expectation. But this song, it just says, like, you love, yeah, no, like, a person no matter all their flaws. So, yeah. Hope you enjoy.
Your smart mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head, imperfections, give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning, 'cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. How many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections, give your hearts.
pleasures, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
That was All of Me by John Legend. Now I would like to read a piece of writing called The Magical Ocean. One dark, stormy day, Cleo sat down on her chair, her long purple hair dangling over her shoulders, looking out. "Cleo," her mom called, "time for dinner." Cleo opened her door and went down to the dinner table. There, her sister and parents were sitting next to a big table with delicious-looking food. She sat down and started to eat. After dinner, she went back up to her room feeling pleasant, until she saw her door open. She swore she closed it before. She felt chills down her spine. She convinced herself it was nothing and entered the room. It was nothing. She laid on her bed feeling something is missing. At that exact moment, she got a phone call. She fell off her bed picking it up. "Hello?" Cleo sighed. "Cleo, aren't you coming?" Caitlin shouted into the phone. "Isn't it raining?" Cleo questioned before she looked out the window. The rain had stopped completely. She excitedly got her bag in her closet, expecting it to be light as a feather. But to her surprise, it was heavy. She strained her muscles to carry that thing to her bed, which was only a couple steps away from her closet. Okay. Now we are going to talk about Pembroke, why Pembroke is a great school.
Can I go first?
I think Pembroke is a great school because if you're alone, someone will come up to you and say, "Do you want to play with me?" And the second reason is that like someone will always be there for you, and like you can always learn new things from the teachers.
I like Pembroke Primary School because there's no bullies and the teachers are great at teaching and keep positive.
I like Pembroke because, like, some schools, they just sit down, write, and, like, our school doesn't do that. Like, we put learning in a fun way. Like, we play games that are connected with our learning, so we could also have fun but also learn.
Shout outs.
Okay, now we are going to talk about shout outs. You're gonna go first.
Okay, my first shout out is to my best friend Izzy. She's like really nice and generous. My second shout-out is to Miss Collins that retired. She was a great, friendly, and cheerful teacher that when I walked in the door, there was always going to be a smile no matter what. My third shout-out is to Mr. Roberts, who stepped in to teach us no matter what. And my fourth one is to our principal, Miss Megan. She is friendly, kind, funny, and passionate to keep the school positive.
Okay. My first shout-out goes to Ms. Collins as well, because she retired, last year, right? Yeah, last term. I really didn't get to know her a little, but, like, well, she retired, but I think I have to live with it. And she was a really funny teacher and a kind and sweet
person. And my second goes to our principal, Miss Megan, for always like for always taking care of the students no matter what, and always being there. And my third goes to Miss Richard. And Miss Richard, thank you for looking after my brother when he for taking him to Adelaide as well.
Yeah, my shout out as well is Miss Collins for like for being there last term, and it is sad, but like that she retired. But you know, like you gotta like live with it, and like you've gotta
accept it.
And yeah, accept it. And my other one is Mr. Roberts for like stepping in and teaching us instead of a teacher. We have like no idea their personalities. Like we got him, and he's and like I like him because he is like a fun teacher. And also I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Richards for also accompanying us. And also Miss Megan for taking us here.
The final song is I Knew You Were Trouble by Taylor Swift. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights.